Welcome one and welcome all, and welcome to one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out in the land of podcasts. Yes, you are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot. Got the reverb up a little too high. Adjust that a little bit. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. Looking forward again to this week. Now, last week, I had author and paranormal witness Kevin Killen on the show, and he talked about his book, Ghosts and Me, and he talked about his paranormal experiences as well as his thoughts on the paranormal. Now, if the numbers from last week were any indication on what you thought of that, you obviously loved it because the numbers were through the roof, and I hope a lot of you got a hold of Kevin. He gave us his email address, said, hey, if you want to get a hold of me for anything, contact me. And more importantly, I hope a lot of you went out and bought his book because trust me, I'm reading it. It is a very good book. So one last time, I want to thank Kevin Killen for being on the show last week. I appreciate it. I hope it does well for you because it really did well for my show. Now, this week, we're going to be doing a little bit of the same, but we're going a complete 180 in direction. Because this week, we are going to talk Second Amendment. We're going to talk sanctuary cities. We're going to talk Virginia. We're going to talk gun control. On the show this week, Matthew and Seneca Diamond, Second Amendment enthusiasts, Second Amendment activists, will be on the show talking their thoughts about what is going on in Virginia, what is happening here in Michigan, and what is going on around the country. Because there is a movement around this country in these Democratic-controlled states to take your guns. So for all of my Second Amendment, my gun lovers out there, you need to listen to this show because I believe you will truly enjoy it. Now, before we go to a break, I do want to address one thing. I've had a couple of my loyal listeners contact me and say, hey, Tom, the volume on your show is kind of off lately. Your voice is kind of down. The music gets way too loud. I do apologize on that. As you know, over Christmas, I got this whole new studio, and I'm still trying to learn it. I think I've been messing with it all week. The voice may be a little bit louder. The music may be softer, but I think it's a pretty good mix. I'm going to ask you, my listeners, to contact me and let me know. I do apologize for before. Again, it's a learning curve, everybody. You don't have that incessant buzz anymore, though, so let's look at it that way. So, sit back, relax, and open that mind, because when we come back, Matthew and Seneca Diamond will be talking all things guns and all things Second Amendment. You are now listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Said you were looking for some kind of closure. Never gonna find it here. Can you read the atmosphere? I'm not looking for any excuses for you to come over. Trying to think of what it is that could have gotten you like this. But I'm in love with the way that you say my name when you're talking about how we could have been. Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th. At the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact. It seems like every day our freedoms, our liberties, our Constitution is being attacked by the radical left of our government as well as the mainstream media. Most importantly, our Second Amendment right to bear arms against a tyrannical government is being assaulted on a daily basis. If the situation in Virginia hasn't opened your eyes, it needs to, because this situation is a desperate cry for the patriots of this country to stand up. And what I would like you to do, I would like you to join me on September 17th, 2020, at the State Capitol Building, 100 North Capitol Avenue in Lansing, Michigan, for the 2020 Second Amendment March. Join your fellow Second Amendment supporters in the 11th Annual Second Amendment March. There will be featured speakers, legislators, the Ask an Attorney panel, a raffle, silent auction, music, and the ever-popular vendor tent. This event grows larger each year, and we would love to count on you among us. The event this year also happens to fall on Constitution Day. What better way to celebrate the right to keep and bear arms? September 17th, 2020, at the State Capitol Building in Lansing, Michigan, join your fellow patriots to support your right to the Second Amendment of the Constitution, because every day our Constitution and our rights are being trampled. It is up to us, and only us, to push back, and it starts with you. Join me at the 2020 Second Amendment March. August 27th through the 29th, 2020, the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society, the Sioux Events Incorporated, and Kewadin Casino are very proud to present the largest paranormal gathering of its kind in the Midwest. The 11th Annual Michigan Paranormal Convention will yet again bring the biggest names of the paranormal industry to Michigan's oldest city, Sault Ste. Marie. The convention is held at the Kewadin Casino's Dreammakers Theater. Experts and television stars will be on hand to cover such topics as paranormal investigating, psychic abilities, demonology, and ufology. Convention goers will be able to meet some of their favorite television paranormal investigators, so join them for 2.5 days as the biggest names in the industry speak on today's hottest topic, the paranormal. Again, August 27th through 29th, 2020, at the Kewadin Casinos, the 11th Annual Michigan Paranormal Convention.
Self-destruct is what we do when we're together, me and you. We're so in love, but out of touch with all the damage we could do. What we had was beautiful until the moment it was through. But when all your love went to spread, you just hung to face the truth. I didn't want to be the one to say so. You didn't want to be the one to let go. But I know that we both.
All right, so let's talk guns. I myself personally do not own a gun. Surprise, I do not own a gun, but I am a huge, huge proponent of the Second Amendment for the simple fact that that is there to protect us from a tyrannical government, which is what we are seeing now. What we're going to do right now, we're going to talk to two people who love the Second Amendment and who are very in tune to what is going on in the world of the Second Amendment and what is going on around the country. So without further ado, let's welcome Matthew and Seneca Diamond to the Paranormal Patriot. Matthew and Seneca, welcome to the Paranormal Patriot.
Hi, Tom.
Glad to be here.
Oh, it's so awesome to have you here. So for those of my listeners that don't know, Matthew and Seneca and I have been friends, well, when did we meet? About... just about a year ago, right, Matt?
Yeah, whenever you started.
About a year ago.
Yeah, March 4th is when we started. So we bonded really quick, and I met his wife, and his wife is a great cook, amazing desserts, which, by the way, we need more of those at work.
I'm on it.
All right. So Matthew and Seneca, you guys, I'm not really sure what to call you. Your Second Amendment, I've called you activists and enthusiasts. Is there a name I should call you? I mean, what are you?
Maybe like law-abiding gun nuts.
Law-abiding gun nuts. Okay. You have your own Instagram page. What is that Instagram page?
It's Diamonds Down Range.
Diamonds Down Range. And what is it? What does it entail? What is the page all about?
Basically, just...
It's a good representation of the progression that we've made as far as training.
Yeah.
For concealed carry or just...
Our gun ownership journey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go through as we learn more, as we try new things, as we get new guns, different things like that.
So you are gun owners?
Yes. Very much so.
Okay. What do they call it, concealed carry? Are you able to conceal carry legally?
Not yet. That is our next step.
Okay. So for those of you who are listening, go to Diamonds Down Range on Instagram and follow the page. Now, let's start this. What made you make this page? What made you go say, hey, let's make a page about guns on Instagram?
I think the biggest thing for us was just representation. You see a lot of really negative stories in the media about people who own guns or crazy people that get guns. You don't really hear a lot of stories about the good guy with a gun. And that is what we wanted to show. You know, not everyone that owns a firearm is a nut, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think it's a great way to reach out to our generation too, because social media is just so popular, and that's how people are getting, you know, communicating in such heavy amounts. So
many people our age don't seem to be very familiar with, you know, different firearms or concealed carry or different things like that. It just doesn't seem to be very popular, especially in the media. So we wanted to shine a light on the fact that personal protection is incredibly important and should be a priority for everyone.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you guys are young. You guys are young 20s, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so most of the people I know who are young 20s are at this point feeling the burn. They're supporting Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
What is different with you guys? Why are you not in the masses of the, what generation are you? Generation, I don't even know anymore.
I don't believe we're millennials.
I don't know. Millennials.
Yep. Millennials, yes, that's the one, millennials.
I don't know the difference.
I think they kind of all blend together.
Yeah.
But if you look at a lot of people your age.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're definitely right.
Yeah, everybody is anti-American. Socialism rocks. Guns are evil. How are you avoiding that?
I think part of the reason why we don't necessarily feel the burn is because very young, we got married and we moved out of our house, and we very quickly realized that it costs a lot of money to be an adult, but it's not, you know, nothing is free. Nothing that you ever do is free, even if they call it free. It all comes from somewhere, and when you realize the sham of that, it's very, very easy to not feel the burn.
Yeah,
because honestly, all this free healthcare, all this free schooling, they're saying it's free and they're saying it's government paid for, but who does the government get paid by?
I think the schooling is what gets me the most, that there doesn't seem to be a sense of responsibility anymore. I mean, you sign up for that 4-year program or whatever it is, and you take out those loans, and then all of a sudden people think that they don't have to pay them back, and that just doesn't make very much sense to me.
No, I attribute that to the everyone gets a trophy syndrome. When I grew up, if you finished in second place, you got nothing. Now, if you don't win a game, you're the first loser. It's you get a participation trophy, and that is what everybody wants. Everybody wants, you know, you get that job interview and you don't get the job. Well, they're upset. What do I get? I had the interview.
Right.
And that's what this whole generation is. So I commend you two for going above that. So you know what it's like to be an adult. You know what it's like to be responsible.
Yeah, it's not very fun, but
No, it's not. It's not. Trust me, it gets worse. Wait till you have kids. So you've been watching what is happening in Virginia, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What? Tell me what your thoughts are. Right now, we saw the, I mean, how many people were at that rally? 20,000 people?
I was very impressed.
How many mass murders were there at that rally?
Surprisingly, zero.
Right.
Zero. So what does that tell you? Is it the guns' fault, or is it a people problem?
Oh, we absolutely have a people problem. My gun can sit on the counter all day long in my house, and it'll never go off unless someone handles it. And I think it's so easy to blame the gun because that's a simple fix. Let's just take everyone's guns away. No one wants to get to the root of the problem because that is a hard problem to solve.
What is the root of the problem, in your opinion?
In my opinion, I think that, and I'm sure others will agree, but I think that it's a heart issue. I think we live in a sinful world. I think that there's always, unfortunately, going to be bad things that happen. You can't have good without bad, unfortunately. Yeah. But you can have a lot of good people with a gun strapped on their waist, and you'll see that bad go down a little bit.
Well, and that brings to light the church shooting in Texas.
Yep.
How many people would that man have killed if that guy, who, by the way, one hell of a shot,
right.
Took that guy down? How many? That's what I hate about gun-free zones, because all that's doing is telling these people that want to do harm to other people, I got free rein in here.
Yeah, well, it's a target on your back. And it's not like that guy wasn't the only person armed in that church. If he wouldn't have taken that shot, there would have been several others ready to do it. And that's what's important.
Yeah, my favorite part about that video is there's about, if you watch the 30 seconds before and the 30 seconds after, there's about 8 people that pop up. Right at the very end of the video, there's a little old lady who's probably 70 plus years old. Who I'm sure has owned guns since she was a little ranch hand, with her father, and she pulls a gun out of her purse and pops up and is like, "Okay, I'm ready." It's only about 25 seconds after the shooting has already been stopped that she's like, "All right, I'm ready for action," but she still had her gun and she was still ready.
Was ready in case something else went down.
Yep.
So my theory on this is not only is it a heart problem, and you're right on that, but you look at almost, I'm almost going to say every mass shooting. When you're talking school shootings, when you're talking, just mass shootings at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, there is a general consensus here that it's a mental health issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem is every one of these people, these mass shooters, the FBI has been looking at.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on the radar. So is it a gun problem? Is it a mental health problem? Is it a health problem? Or is it a law enforcement problem? Because should these people even be on the streets, let alone how are they getting the guns?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, that I don't know if we'll ever have obviously the perfect answer for any of that. It's a tough situation. Like I said, I don't think that we'll ever get to the point where that kind of thing never happens. I guess unless you literally do take every single person's gun, but
it won't work though.
Right. There's no perfect answer. A criminal is a criminal, and no amount of gun laws are going to stop that. There's always something, and it's, I don't even think it's a gun issue. You can kill someone a lot of different ways.
Well,
it's not just a gun.
Look at England. England's got huge gun control laws, and they're in a stabbing epidemic right now.
Right.
Or, you can throw acid on somebody. If you want to kill somebody, you will kill somebody.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's more murders committed by blunt objects in America than all firearms put together.
Think about drunk driving.
Yeah.
How many people a year die because somebody chooses to get behind the wheel and drive drunk? But you don't see, mandates on cars and all sorts of different things like that because it's ridiculous. Because people know that it's not the car that causes that. It's the person. So why are you going to take someone's gun with that same logic?
And the argument and I'm going to jump to the other side for a second, and I hate doing it, but the argument is the sole purpose of a gun is to kill somebody.
Yes.
Yep.
I would agree with that.
Yes.
But there, that doesn't mean that it...
Yeah, someone or something.
It doesn't mean that a gun is designed for evil intent.
Exactly.
It just means that it's designed to hurt, maim, or kill something.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would say a gun is always meant... I mean, it is. It is a tool for harm, but, I mean, it's just as fun to go to the range and, you know, shoot off a ton of rounds. And that's what I think that people don't get. People are so scared of it that they don't see that, I mean, it's actually a very enjoyable hobby. It is an incredible stress reliever to go shoot off 100 rounds at the range, you know, not intending any harm.
It's also getting very expensive to do that, too, from everything I've been hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes in waves, you know.
Well, it depends what round you shoot, but, yeah, I mean, it's not super cheap, that's for sure.
So we saw the rally in Virginia. We saw there were thousands and thousands of Second Amendment activists out there and Second Amendment lovers that were peaceful. And the beauty of that whole rally was you had black, you had white, you had Hispanic, Asian, Democrats and Republicans out there. And they all got along.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on, in your opinion? I mean, when Virginia went Democrat, I mentioned that this may happen. What is in your opinion, what is the end game in Virginia? And listen, Maryland is now starting to do this. In Washington, they're putting in strict gun control laws.
Mm-hmm.
In Missouri, I just read that they are trying to pass a House bill that it will be illegal for you, Matt, if you have a son or daughter, and as they're growing up, you want to take them to the range and teach them how to shoot. In Missouri, they're trying to pass a law that would be illegal.
Wow.
What is the end game right now? What are they trying to accomplish, in your opinion?
I don't know if they actually know what they're trying to accomplish, because you look at all of the legislation that's being proposed in different ways, and it comes from such an uneducated and misinformed place that I think if they would get together and talk to people who really, you know that side of it, know the firearm community, they could make it more informed decisions, or they could be informed themselves before they start to change laws that could seriously harm, you know, the Second Amendment and self-preservation just in general.
I think that they're too... I don't know. I mean, I tend to be somewhat of a conspiracy theorist.
I like that. I'm all for that.
You have a tinfoil hat on today.
Exactly.
I mean, in my opinion, I think part of it's a control thing. People are very easy to manipulate and use if they have no way to defend themselves.
Absolutely.
So obviously, I think maybe that's where it stems from. But I think the idea of that people are just going to fall back and let it happen is very naive. We saw how many people were at that rally.
Exactly. I think that notion has been disproved right there. But do you really think that these Democrats in Virginia and across the country really don't know what they're doing? Or, I mean, honestly, I look at what they're doing, and I'm right with you, Seneca. I'm a huge conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
And the whole point of the Second Amendment, and you're going to have the left misconstrue this, but the whole point of the Second Amendment is to be able to rise up against a tyrannical government.
Yeah.
And in Virginia, you have that. And the beauty of that is you see the citizens of Virginia rising up against it. But the problem is the government in Virginia is not backing down. Where do you see this going?
Poorly. Like I said, I think it's incredibly naive for the government in any state to think that people were just going to say, yep, here's my gun, or yeah, here's all this ammo that you're not going to let me shoot anymore, or whatever. There's a lot of gun owners in the United States. A lot of them are very conservative leaning, so I don't see that going very well.
I don't think that the Second Amendment should be a partisan issue either. You know, that a lot of people will say, "Oh, it's all those red-blooded guys that are they're all gun-toting, they're all the crazy rednecks, they're all this, they're all that." I mean, I know there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that own guns, and the Second Amendment and the fight itself is not a you know, a red or a blue fight. It's a fight for the United States. Fight for the citizens.
Right. I mean, that, yeah, that's the point like of the Second Amendment.
There to be protecting from a tyrannical government. That's the whole point.
But, you do realize that the left is categorizing gun owners or conservatives. Well, we'll just call them Trump voters as radical, as alt-right. So it is a partisan issue right now.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it is.
Yeah. People have become very blinded by that.
And they have. Now, in Virginia, you have seen the rise of the militia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when I grew up, and granted, I grew up, I'm an old man, guys. You guys are young. I grew up in the 80s. I went into high school. I went to college in the 90s. When I was growing up in high school, middle school and high school and in college, the word militia was categorized as long-bearded, anti-government terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that as still being the case, or do you know anybody that is in the militia right now?
I cannot disclose that information. No.
I think, like for example, a very trendy hashtag on Instagram is Insta Militia. I think that term has almost brought a lot of people in the gun community together, because there are a lot of people who, at the end of the day, if they really try and do what they say they're going to do, a lot of people that are going to fight that. So I think there's a lot of people taking on that persona of, you know, hey, I see my rights being taken away and I'm going to stand up for them, mm-hmm. you know, for everyone.
Absolutely.
So if this trend continues in Virginia, and if this, and trust me, in every Democratic controlled state, it is, this is what it's going to. Michael Bloomberg, the presidential candidate, his whole platform is essentially gun control now.
Yeah.
If this, if they're not going to back down, mm-hmm. what do you see will happen? Do you see this becoming almost like a second civil war?
I hate to say it, because that seems so extreme, but I mean, I guess that is very possible. I mean, I would never open my door and say, yeah, here you go, here's my gun.
Yeah, I can see it.
I would hope there'd be a lot of people to stand up and, you know, rally against that before it would have to get to a civil war point. I think that would be horrible. But yeah, I mean, I guess if they push how they're hoping to and try and really get that done, then it could be a very bad thing.
Well, Virginia right now, I mean, they had all those people at the rally and that didn't faze them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know a lot of gun owners. And mm-hmm. as I said in the beginning of the show, you might not have been there to listen to it, but I don't own a gun. Surprise. Mm-hmm. I am a huge Second Amendment. You had the right to bear arms, but I was terrified as my children were growing up that they would find the gun and, you know, use it.
Right. Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, and I will quote them, if anybody comes to my house to take my guns, there's going to be a lot of dead agents on my yard before they get to me.
Yeah. And
that's the general sentiment of gun owners nowadays.
I've even, you know, you hear Ben Shapiro talk about it all the time. He's a pro Second Amendment guy, and, you know, he's wildly popular, but he's toted it all over his shows that, you know, I have a gun, and if somebody came to hurt me or my family, or somebody came to take my gun, there would be dead people,
right.
You know, and that's Ben Shapiro. He's the, you know, I think that there's more Americans that would defend that than there. I think that there's more gun-owning Americans that would defend that statement and stand by it than there are that wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who obviously own guns and aren't vocal about it. You know, like I said, there's so many people across the U.S. that do at least have one firearm, you know, in their home.
Yeah.
And strongly believe that that is their right, as it, you know, should be.
And that's the thing. You're going to have a lot of people that don't say anything.
Right.
You know, but when push comes to shove, they're going to protect their family. You know, if you took the amount of gun owners in this country and added it to our army, and just our military, we've got the largest standing army in the world. Everybody's worried about China. But you take the amount of gun owners, the amount of guns in this country, and that's my biggest thing. You look at how many guns are in this country. How many people are using them for crimes, for murder, mass shootings, or whatever? The amount is minuscule. Look at Chicago. They have the strictest gun control laws in the country.
Yeah.
And that place is a war zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess.
But what are they doing about it? They're doing nothing. Virginia wants to release these prisoners that have committed murder, but they want to take law-abiding guns or law-abiding citizens' guns away from them.
That's the thing. That's what blows my mind, is that you would, you know, that the target is law-abiding citizens who have every right to own whatever kind of firearm in whatever caliber that they want. But everyone wants to ignore, you know, gang violence and different things like that. You know, that causes so much more of an issue than your average Joe Blow on the street that can still carry it in the grocery store, you know?
So you guys are really big on the Second Amendment. You have a Bernie supporter come up to you and get in your face and ask you, why do you need a firearm with a 30-round magazine? What is your answer?
Would say because I can. I don't know.
I'm going to say Bernie supporters are not going to respect that answer.
For sure.
So why do we need 30-round magazines?
Like I said, I firmly believe because you can. Because the Second Amendment absolutely solidifies your right to protect yourself against the government in any situation. So if I deem that my 30-round magazine is the right way to do that, then that's what I should be able to have.
Yeah, I guess the question
because
is why.
Because when you start putting limits on things, then you open the floodgates. You know, you go from, hey, you shouldn't be able to have a 30-round magazine, to, hey, yeah, you can only have 10 now. You know, once you let a little bit of that go, it's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
So,
yeah, my question would be to the person is why not? You know,
right.
If I why are you trying to stop me from having 30? What's your argument for not having the 30?
And again,
if you can convince me, then sure you can have it, but you're not gonna.
It's ignorance, because you go to the range. We go to a range where it's not a tactical range, and you can only load 6 rounds at a time. It's really annoying to load 6 rounds at a time and have to constantly, you know, switch your magazine or whatever. If you can load up 30 rounds at once and not have to deal with that, it's incredible. So again, you know, it's not always an evil purpose for doing things.
Yeah.
But people don't see that.
No, because that's what we are being told by the left and by the media. Anybody that owns, well, we'll get into the assault rifles. Give me your definition of an assault rifle. Because there's a lot of confusion out there on that one.
I hate that word, Tom. I absolutely
That is the buzzword. Every bill being passed and being implemented across the country is banning assault rifles. Can you tell us, what is an assault rifle?
No, there's no such thing as an assault rifle. You don't call it an assault knife or something when you stab somebody. It is a scare term. It is a very uneducated term.
AR itself does not stand for assault
right.
rifle. It stands for armor light rifle, which, who are the people who originally designed the style of gun.
But it sounds scary, and when people are screaming it on the news, you know, and in the media, then it works. You know, the big black scary rifle is what catches people's attention.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to see, if you, when you keep up with like new designs and guns and things that come out, are when legislation gets passed, you know, to try to ban something, almost immediately big gun manufacturers will come out with ways to be around it, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast these product development guys are, and I think that they already have all these ideas made up in their head, and they just come out with them right away, you know, to get around these things.
Well, I think they have to, because, I mean, honestly, there is an assault on the guns right now. Pardon the pun, but... So, basically, you're telling me that these politicians are purposely manipulating words to scare us into gun control?
Imagine sounds like you already
knew that. Unbelievable. I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, never.
I know. It's just like when Walmart came out with that big thing about short-barrel rifle ammo. That is not a thing.
Yeah.
And if you own a gun, you know that. There's no such thing.
I mean, there is a classification of rifle called an SBR, short barrel rifle.
But
an NFA term, but
it's different than the same ammo that goes into a full size rifle.
It just depends on what caliber your weapon is. You know, you could shoot 9mm out of a rifle and a handgun.
Short barrel rifle ammo is not a term, but it caught people's attention. It's a scare tactic. It's just like the term assault rifle.
Yeah,
it gets people worked up.
So you're telling me there is no assault rifles out there?
No.
No military assault rifle?
No.
I mean, no.
Well, you can't buy a military rifle just on the street or just at a store, right? You can't legally own a fully automatic rifle or a fully automatic firearm right now, right?
No, that's not true. You can get a tax stamp for one. They're extremely, extremely rare and expensive. Before 1936, they had to be registered. That was when the NFA went through, and they had to be pre-36 registered machine gun inside the United States. So there's a certain amount of select fire weapons within the United States, and to get an entry level into one is extremely, extremely expensive.
Yeah.
They are not illegal. They are just extremely hard to get
your hands on. Yeah.
Okay. So I think we can all agree that all these school shootings, all these mass shootings, they're horrific, correct?
Yeah.
I think we all agree on that, that they're horrible.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how to put this. What is your solution to stop mass shootings?
I think my favorite way is to have armed security outside of a patrolling schools and within inside and out. I think that is the best way to deter a school shooting from happening and prevent one from getting to the children would be armed security.
Yeah.
Or
I would
allowing
say,
teachers to conceal carry.
I would say you take down every single gun-free zone that we have and you watch crimes in those areas drop.
You put armed citizens inside
right.
of them.
You know, when someone knows that they can't just go walk in a building and start, you know, unloading every round that they have, that somebody is going to stop them, and probably very quickly, it deters people. So,
but I think that it's also, it's going to have to make people think harder. Not that, you know, because I don't think that you're going to just be able to stop the mentally deranged people. And the people who have the heart and the mind problem that are not in a good place and they're trying to hurt people, it's not going to prevent them just by putting an armed person in front of them, but it's going to stop that person from harming as many people as possible.
Well, I mean, and too, like I said, as a society, we have a heart issue.
That's where our
there's no lie. Perfect answer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, things like that are always going to happen, but there are ways that you can decrease that.
Minimize them.
For sure.
So why do you think that the media, the Texas shooter, how much coverage did you see on the mainstream media on that?
Too much.
None. Not much at all. Because...
Well, yeah, you're right. with the Texas shooter.
With the church shooter. I'm sorry, I didn't clarify. Yeah, the church shooter. The guy in the church. How much coverage did you see on that?
Well, yeah, not a lot because he doesn't fit the narrative. But then you see, you know, any school shooting or, you know, that big country concert in, what was it, Nevada?
Las Vegas.
Right. You know, that's plastered all over the news. But
so why do you think that is? Do you really think the media is that biased that they're really trying to push the narrative that hard that they're going to ignore somebody that stops a mass shooting, but lets the mass shooting would rather have the mass shooting happen?
I
wouldn't go as far to say that they would. Well, I don't know. Like I said, Tom, I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but. A good guy with a gun does not progress the agenda, you know? Just like in Virginia, you start plastering the news of good people taking down bad guys, that's going to change people's minds. You know, you're going to have more people opposed to what they're trying to pass. A, you know, evil person with a gun that sadly kills a large number of people, that absolutely gets people worked up. Every single time that happens, there is a huge outcry for gun control, all sorts of different things, and it fuels the fire.
Do you think some of these are staged false flag incidents?
Oh, God.
I'm going deep down the rabbit hole right now.
I don't know if Matthew would agree with me, but I would say yeah.
I know. I'm sure that you can prove it in some way. I guess I don't know enough about it.
Is this why he's not wearing the tinfoil hat?
I told him to put his tinfoil hat on. He didn't listen.
Damn it, man.
Can't be as wild as you guys all the time.
But yes, in my little conspiracy theory-fueled heart, I would say, yeah, that's probably a strong possibility.
So you think our government is that evil that they will allow a mass shooting to happen to further their agenda?
Yeah, I don't think that the government cares about us as much as people like to believe. I think it's a big money game, and I think that there is always an agenda. So.
I think you're right. Now, with that being said, we're going to jump way off the topic now.
Now that you got everyone worked up listening.
Yes, exactly. We're going to get them even more worked up. Impeachment. Is Trump going to get impeached?
I think he might get... I put my money on the fact that he's probably going to get reelected.
Oh.
You really think he's going to get reelected? Who do you think's going to win the Democratic nominee? Biden or Bernie?
I don't know. Bernie seems to be very popular.
Bernie scares me.
With a lot of... Yeah. With a lot of the young people, which, yeah, is scary. A lot of uninformed voters who think that, you know, things all of a sudden get handed to them once Bernie's president. That is a little terrifying. So he's probably a strong potential.
I don't think that Joe Biden gets the...
he's creepy.
Well, yeah, I don't think that he gets the Democratic nomination just because he fits too much of the stereotypical old white guy who's a Democrat. You know, I just can't see it.
Bernie Sanders is the oldest white guy I know.
I'm not even sure that there's a number for how old.
No. So what is the draw to Bernie Sanders besides the free stuff?
That's it.
Yeah.
Is your generation...
Nail right on the head, Tom.
Is your generation, and pardon my lack of term, but is your generation that lazy that they will vote for socialism just so they don't have to move out of their parents' house so they don't have to get a job?
Nobody, there's such a lack of work ethic that, yeah, free stuff is very appealing. You know, you go get a very, very expensive degree and you don't have to pay for it. You know, you buy this nice house or, you know, whatever. And, you know, but again, nothing is free. People just don't get it.
I just recently saw an interview with Bernie Sanders. And he's talking to the woman, and she says, "So you're Bernie, you're a socialist, and he's a stop right there. I'm a Democratic socialist.
I heard that. Make sure you put the Democrat in front of me.
What's the difference?
Exactly.
One sounds a little better.
Yes, exactly.
For a minute, and then she says, "So here is some of your proposed plans about here's your college debt relief, and you're this, and you're that, and it's going to cost $16 trillion. How do you plan on paying for that?" And he kind of pauses there for a second. And he goes, "Oh crap." He goes,
"He has said before that he doesn't know how much it's going to cost."
He goes, "I really don't know how much that's going to cost, and I don't really know how I'm going to pay for it."
And the lady asked him, she's like, "How can you propose something that you have no idea how?"
Yeah, how can you run your campaign on that? And I think that, unfortunately,
but the young people eat it up.
Yeah, a lot of young people who like Bernie Sanders, and a lot of just people in general who like Bernie Sanders, read too much into the headlines and love what they hear and don't look into the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you really understand what socialism is, that you're taking too much from everyone and giving to the people who don't deserve it.
Yeah, there are people all over the world fighting against socialism, and we have young Americans crying out wanting it so badly.
Look at Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Hong Kong is a perfect example. In Hong Kong, they are singing our national anthem. In our country, we've got these idiots fighting to be basically servants to the government. I'm the older generation, I can't wrap my mind around that. Why anyone would want to have the government control everything they do.
But again, because it sounds good. You know, the way that they present it on this silver platter, that everything's going to be so easy, it'll all work out, everything will be free. You know, it's just like gun control. Oh, you know, we take away all the guns, no more crime. That's not really how it works.
Who's going to have the guns if all the guns go away? The criminals.
The government. Bingo. Exactly. Well, what about it doesn't go good. Yeah. It doesn't work out.
I love the quote. I believe it's by Thomas Jefferson, and I apologize if I get it, don't word it completely correctly.
Oh God,
but
brace yourself, Tom.
If you sacrifice your freedom for security, you will get neither, and you deserve neither.
That is true, and you sounded very presidential saying that.
Maybe one day, Tom.
Yeah, well, I want to be your running mate.
Okay.
All right. Diamond Velasquez. That's got a nice ring to it.
The big VD. Oh, wait, no.
No, DV. DV, disabled veteran, right there.
No.
So, before we go, Seneca, you have a business that really intrigues me. As you know, I think you know, and most of my listeners know, my wife is suffering from cancer right now.
Yes.
And you have a business that may help them. Tell me a little bit about this business you have.
Yeah, so my mom and I own, it's called Earth Grown Essentials. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. But basically, we have seen such a difference in all natural plant-based products. So we sell different CBD products, and we're working on growing our line, but it's anywhere, you know, anything from, you know, bath bombs and, you know, beauty products all the way to, you know, pharma grade CBD oils. There is such a problem, I think, in the U.S. right now with prescription medications being pushed and pushed and pushed, and people just get sicker and sicker and sicker. So this is our little part that we are trying to do to help that.
So everything you're selling is natural? And what is it, what would you use it for? Are you using it for pain, or are you just using it in everyday life?
Yeah, I mean, both. Like, my mom and I have struggled with, you know, anxiety and different things like that. So for us, we've seen a huge difference with the CBD oils in that aspect. You know, Matthew, he's an electrician now. We have a pain balm that we sell, and he loves it for, you know, pain relief in his back at the end of a long day, or, you know, bath bombs just to relax, you know, anything from stress relief to, you know, more serious illnesses or mental health issues, we've seen, you know, great improvement in.
And what's the Facebook, Instagram, and the website? What is it?
It's called Earth Grown Essentials. So our website is earthgrownessentials.com, and then we're under Earth Grown Essentials on Instagram and Facebook.
And how long have you been in business?
We've been selling CBD for
2 months.
I don't know, yeah, several months now. But
we've been using them for over a year.
Yeah, we've been using them for quite a while. But our actual business just launched this past month. So we found a great, great family in Williamson who actually owns the company that we get our CBD from. So it's, you know, locally sourced, very trusted, people that we really love and stand behind. So that was really important to us as well.
Perfect. And this is all, I mean, now Michigan's legal. I mean, this is all legal, correct?
Yeah, correct. None of our CBD products contain any THC. It's all processed out in the refinement, yep, of the product. So, you know, people always ask us all the time, you know, oh, what about my drug test at work and stuff like that?
Yes.
There's no THC in it.
No THC. And what are the benefits? I keep hearing that CBD is like the end-all be-all. It's this magic elixir. And I'm becoming a huge proponent of anything natural is not going to harm us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
So what does the CBD oil do for you?
I mean, there's a lot of different uses for it. Like I said, you know, different mental health issues, pain relief. There's big studies right now going on about how it can help people with, you know, Parkinson's, seizures, you know, different things like that, all sorts of stuff, really.
And is it something you rub on your skin, or do you take it orally? How do you do it?
There's both. We sell oils that you take orally, or we also do different, oil-infused pain rubs, lotions, shampoos, different things like that.
Well, if I had hair, I'd use the shampoo, but that's not going to work. So, again, one last time, what's the website, Facebook, and Instagram?
EarthGrownEssentials.com, and then EarthGrownEssentials on all of our social medias.
Perfect. Do you guys have anything to add before we end this wonderful interview?
I'd love to come back.
Yeah. I'd love to have you back.
Back anytime. Tom, go get a gun. We'd be
hey, the coronavirus is spreading like wildfire. The world is coming to an end. I have to get a gun.
Now is
Tom,
the time.
I will teach you how to be a responsible gun owner, and that is the most important part.
Yep.
I'll be honest, I'm afraid of guns. I really am. They scare the living daylights out of me because I'm assuming it hurts pretty bad when you get shot.
Yeah, I would guess. Never personally been shot, but.
Tom, and I can relate to that because before Matthew and I were together, I mean, I didn't grow up around guns. He grew up hunting and different things like that, so he had a lot of knowledge. So I think my biggest thing is I was afraid because I didn't have enough information. You know, once I learned a lot more and actually gotten into shooting and stuff like that, you see, you know, a whole different side of it. You know, it's very empowering to be able to protect yourself and have the knowledge to do so.
And that's the thing. I need something to protect my family. My kids are old enough now that if I say, if you touch this, I'm breaking your arm, and they'll know I'm going to break their arm if they touch it. But damn, guns are expensive. Holy cow.
They are.
Yeah. The other important part of it is, too, is if you have a firearm in your home and there are children, I learned at a very young age. As soon as I was old enough to understand that, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong, that this is how you handle a firearm, and they're not toys. They're very, very dangerous things that can be used for harm, but they're also things that are
a tool of protection.
Yeah, they're a tool. They're not a toy.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And your children are old enough to understand that, mm-hmm. you know, dad has a gun, but it's not something to be afraid of. It's yeah. something to understand, you yeah. know.
Well, it's going to happen very soon, and I'm going to want you to take me to the range and so teach me how to not shoot myself.
Because
I guarantee you, there's a very good chance I'm going to end up shooting my hip or my leg or something. I'm going to go to pull it out of my holster, and it's going to go off.
Not no, under our watch.
I won't let you.
I appreciate that. All right, well, thank you so much for being on the show this week. I'm sure our listeners are going to love this. You gave a lot of great information, and trust me, as this situation in Virginia and throughout the United States continues to expand, we're going to have you back because I really want to hear your thoughts on it. All right?
Good. Absolutely. Anytime, Tom.
All righty. Well, everybody, that was Matthew and Seneca Diamond. We appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to getting you back here soon, okay?
Great. Right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. All right, so that was Seneca and Matt Diamond with their thoughts on gun control, the Second Amendment. We're going to have them back another time as the situation progresses. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to give you my final thoughts on the show. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open that mind. I'll be right back.
Racking and jacking my mind up. Can I be telling the time? I don't care, no. Send 30 messages drunk and dirty messages drunk. But I don't look. No, I can't be fucked to look. I cannot breathe. You took your toll on me.
Ghosts and Me. A book about a journey of searching and trying to understand the paranormal. For more than 30 years, Kevin Killen has experienced some form of paranormal activity. His book, Ghosts and Me, explores many of those experiences. From the first time he experienced a ghost at the age of 5 to high school, through his adult years where he traveled from state to state and job to job in the paranormal activity. Kevin Killen has won 5 Virginia Press Awards during his time in journalism, and he hopes this book can help others understand the paranormal and to give insight into what others are experiencing. Ghosts and Me can be found at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, to name a few. Do yourself a favor, pick yourself up a copy of Ghosts and Me by Kevin Killen, and you will not be disappointed. Ghosts and Me by Kevin Killen. Paranormal Patriot approved.
3 a.m. strange things start happening. Let's have loose ends, but they keep unraveling. I hear those words and I swear you call my name. I love you just the same, or maybe I'm unraveling.
All right, so final thoughts on the show this week. It was a great time talking to Matthew and Seneca. Obviously, they are a young, conservative Christian couple, and they know what they're talking about. Their talking points were on point, and they make a lot of sense. In this day and age, where it is essentially a crime to be a law-abiding citizen who owns a gun, we need to stand up. If the situation in Virginia has shown us anything, it has shown us that we can be united and we can make a stand. But it also has shown us that, at least in the Virginia Commonwealth, that the government has no care about what its people think. I asked the question to Matthew and Seneca, do you think that this will evolve into a civil war too? Seneca was pretty apprehensive, but said yes. Matt was a little bit more, no, not really. In my opinion, the patriots of this country, and when I say patriots, I mean the law-abiding gun owners of this country, will not stand to have their rights infringed upon. And when push comes to shove, the people of this country are going to fight back. I don't think the government knows what they're getting into. The government of Virginia, Maryland, Missouri, Oregon, California, Washington, Illinois, they have no clue what kind of Pandora's box they're going to open if they start confiscating guns, calling on gun bans, because the good people of this country, the law-abiding citizens who would literally put their life on the line to save your life in the instance of a mass shooting incident, they're not going to stand for it. I am not going to stand for it because Matt had it right. The only way to stop these mass shootings in schools is to have armed guards at every entrance. Have these teachers armed and able to use these firearms. Make these people think twice. I may go into that school and I might start shooting things, but I'm not getting out of there alive, and I might not even kill anybody. Armed guards, armed teachers, wherever you go, and Seneca had it right. Get rid of these gun-free zones. Don't give these lunatics free rein. That is the only way. Gun control is not the answer. The answer is actually having more people, more good law-abiding people with guns in their hand, that God forbid a shooter arises, just like the Texas church shooter, there's a good guy with a gun to stop it. Those are my final thoughts on this week's show. I want to thank Matthew and Seneca for joining me this week. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week. Thank you for joining me this week. Make sure you share the show. Make sure you tell all your friends.